Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi calls for national dialogue and urges his countrymen to exercise restraint. This comes as protests continue on the streets of the capital. Morsi's opponents have set fire to a Muslim Brotherhood office in Cairo. They are angry at a presidential decree which gives Morsi new powers. Yemeni protesters have staged a rally in the capital Sana'a to push for their demands. Demonstrators gathered outside the presidential palace to call for the trial of remnants of the previous regime. They say those who had a hand in the crackdown of protesters during last year's revolution must be dismissed. Syria has voiced concern about chemical weapons falling into the hands of insurgents fighting the government. The Deputy Foreign Minister, Faisal al-Miqdad, has accused the West of plotting to supply armed groups with lethal chemicals. Miqdad also criticized NATO for its plans to deploy Patriot missiles along Turkey's border with Syria. A group of anti-Zionist rabbis have held a rally in the UK to voice their anger at the Israeli regime. The protesters who gathered outside the Israeli embassy in London also voiced their support for Palestinians. The rabbis say the Israeli regime does not represent Jews. The unemployment rate in crisis-hit Greece has climbed to a new record of 26%. Official data shows some 1.3 million people were out of work in September. The figure is 38% higher from the same month last year. The Greek economy is now in its fifth year of recession. It's not illegal anymore to possess marijuana in the U.S. state of Washington. On Thursday, a law came into effect that allows anyone above the age of 21 to have marijuana for recreational use. However, smoking it in public remains illegal. The U.S.-based coffee house Starbucks says it will pay $16 million over 2 years to the British government in corporation tax. The decision comes after an inquiry accused Starbucks of tax evasion. The investigation said other multinational companies like Google and Amazon have also avoided paying taxes. Italy's politics are on shaky grounds after the party of the former leader Silvio Berlusconi has withdrawn its support from Prime Minister Mario Monti's government. The decision came after disagreement over economic measures. The move could force the government to call snap elections.